friends and brethren, I must acquaint you that I have received new dated letters from Northumberland. Their cold intent, tenor, and substance thus. Here doth he wish his person with such powers as might hold sortance with his quality, the which he could not levy. Whereupon he is retired, like his growing fortunes, to Scotland. Concludes in hearty prayers that your attempts may overlive the hazard and fearful meeting of their officers.
Thus do the hopes we have in them touch ground and dash themselves to pieces.
Now what news?
West of this forest, scarcely off a mile, in goodly form come on the enemy, and by the ground they hide. I judge their number in or near the rate of 30,000.
Just proportionate we gave the march. Let us sway on and face them in the field.
Health and fair greetings from our general, the Prince Lord John and Duke of Lancaster.
Say on, my Lord of Westmoreland, in peace, what doth concern your coming?
Then, my lord, and to your grace do I in chief address the substance of my speech. You, Lord Archbishop, wherefore do you so ill translate yourself out of the speech of peace which bears such grace into the harsh and boisterous tongue of war, turning your books to graves, your ink to blood, your pens to lances, and your tongue divine to a loud trumpet and a point of war?
Wherefore do I this? So the question stands. Briefly, to this end, we are all diseased, and with our surfeiting and wanton hours have brought ourselves into a burning fever, and we must bleed for it, of which disease our late king, which, being infected, died. I have, in equal balance, justly weighed what wrongs our arms may do, what wrongs we suffer, find our griefs heavier than our offences. We see which way the stream of time hath run, are enforced from our most quiet lair by the rough torrent of occasion, and have the summary of all our griefs when time shall serve to show in articles which long ere this we offered to the king might by no suit gain our audience. We are wronged, and would unfold our griefs. We are denied access unto his person, even by those men that most have done us wrong.
When never yet was your appeal denied? Wherein have you been galled by the king? What fear hath been suborned to grate on you, that you should seal this lawless, bloody book of forged rebellion with a seal divine, and consecrate commotions bitter-head?
I brother general, the Commonwealth. I make my quarrel in particular.
There is no need of any such redress. Or if there were, it not belongs to you.
Why not to him in part? And to us all, that feel the bruises of the days before, and suffer the conditions of these times, to lay a heavy and unequal hand upon our orders!
Oh, my good Lord Mowbray. Through the times to their necessities, you shall see indeed it is the time and not the king that doth your injuries. But this is mere digression from my purpose. Here come I from our princely general to know your grace, to tell you from his grace that he will give you audience, and wherein it shall appear that your demands are just, you shall enjoy them. Everything set off that might so much as think you enemies.
Take my Lord of Westmoreland this schedule, for this contains our general grievances.
This will I show the general. Please you, lords, in sight of both our battles we may meet, and either end in peace, which God so frame, or to the place of difference call the swords, which must decide it.
My lord, you will receive.
There is a thing within my bosom tells me that no conditions of our peace can stand.
Fear you not that. If we can make our peace,
acceptance upon such large terms, and so absolute as our condition shall consist upon. Our peace shall stand as firm as rocky mountains.
Yes. But our valuation shall be such that every slight and false derived cause, yea, every idle, nice, and wanton reason, shall to the king taste of its action. That were our royal faiths martyrs in love, we shall be winnowed with so rough a wind that even our corn will seem as light as chaff, and good from bad find no petition.
Note this. The king is weary of gaining such picking grievances. He hath found to end one's out by death provides two greater in the heirs of life. Besides, the king hath wasted all his rods on late offenders, that he now doth lack the very instruments of chastisement. So that his power, like to a fangless lion, may offer, but not hold.
That's very true.
Therefore be assured, my good Lord Cushman. We do now make our atonement well, our peace will, like a broken limb united, stronger for the breaking.
Be it, sir.
But here returns my Lord of Westmoreland.
The prince is here at hand. See that your lordship to meet his grace just distance twixt our armies.